It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast, Summer Podcast. Summer Podcast. I hope your summer's going well, and it's been a good summer. It's been a real good summer, and glad you're with me wherever and whenever you are listening. Glad you're aboard. And what I want to talk about this week has to do with false expectations appearing real. False expectations appearing real. And what I'm talking about is fear, but in this regard, I'm talking about investment fear, especially when it comes to multifamily real estate, apartment communities, is really what I mean. You know, I talk with a lot of people really every day, but during the year, it's a lot. And this probably won't surprise you, but I would tell you the majority of people that I talk to do not invest in apartment communities or multifamily real estate. Do not invest in it. That may surprise you. You probably would think, well, gee, Darren, what are you spending most of your time doing talking to people that don't invest in multifamily real estate? Well, not surprisingly, a lot of people have questions, thoughts, concerns, clarifications on things. And there's a lot of conversations that happen as a result of that. I mean, I totally understand that, and that's not a problem. So, what is the problem? The problem for many people, and maybe you're one of them, in making the shift to investing in their own multifamily property is fear. That's the number one thing. It's fear that's been gassed by, fueled by myths more than anything else. I mean, there's really 10 super big real estate investment myths out there. But all of them, and maybe I'll have a podcast one of these days where I go over all 10 of them. But until then, all of them really feed into this fear. And at the end of the day, it's the reason why the majority of those people that I talk to that at the end of the day decide not to invest, and by the way, this doesn't have to be invest with me. Maybe it is investing with me. Maybe it is getting involved in some heartland apartment communities, owning your own apartment community. Or maybe it's getting involved in an apartment community in their own backyard where they live or somewhere else. And the reason, as I said, is fear. And it really is false expectations appearing real. I mean, you can't expect to make significant investment progress, wealth building progress, net worth building progress, income progress, without getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of your box. And most people that think about, and not only think about, really know they should invest some money, whether it's IRA money, 401k, regular. The largest portion of people stop short because they're afraid. I even talked with an investor the other day, and said, here's what you can do. Why don't you pretty much guarantee your investment? And his first thought was, what? You'd guarantee my investment in an apartment community with you? Of course, I said, no, I don't do that. I don't promise anything. I don't guarantee anything. But I know a way you can really, really feel safe. So I got his attention. And this gentleman was talking about investing roughly $100,000 to $150,000. And I could tell he's really having a hard time trying to come to grips with putting the money in real estate. And he's been a very conservative investor most of his life, and money market funds, some mutual funds. He owned a little bit of stock, but of course was talking about his fears that the market has pretty much reached its top. And that's why he was contacting me in the first place. Well, anyway, I told him, I said, well, look, just do this. Put $100,000 in an apartment community here with me and, you know, other partners. And then take that other $50,000 and put it in as high yielding bank CD as you can. Because by diversifying that $150,000, now you know at least a third of it is pretty much locked in. You're going to get a low return, of course. I mean, you may argue with the cost of living nowadays, you're losing a little bit of money. Okay, but you're at least got that and some money in an apartment community that will grow, increase in equity, value, and income, and give you those kinds of investment benefits that so many are looking for. Well, you can kind of hedge it a little bit by putting some of that money in a CD. So take the 150, put 50 in a CD, put 100 in apartment community. Now, there you go. How about that? Of course, I have not heard from him yet. I haven't heard back. And so, I mean, look, you can do some of those kinds of things. You can get a little bit creative if you've got a fear about this. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't have any fear, mainly because this is the best investment you can get involved in right now. And look, I know, if I was big into stocks, I'd be telling you what stock is the best investment. If I was into rare jewelry or coins, I'd be telling you that. If I was into cryptocurrency, I realize that, guys. I do. I get it. But where I'm coming from here is, based on almost 30 years of being in this business, in this environment, I don't know of a time where so many things are converging in terms of resident demand, tenant demand, investor demand. And not only that, but demand from investors to be insulated outside of the conventional marketplace. You've not really seen it like it is today with these things all converging. And when that happens, it's multifamily real estate that is going to profit from it in a big way, in a very big way. And so even though these things are going on, there's still fear. And so I'm going to tell you now how you overcome this fear and what you can do to feel better about it if and when you overcome the fear, so you'll at least, you know, sleep better at night rather than lying awake wondering and worrying. Okay, number one, get some education, but don't waste your time on education. What do I mean by that? Get a really good understanding of what you expect out of your real estate investment. Do you want income? Do you want more capital? Do you want to really grow a nest egg? Is it an IRA? Do you want to take it from X to Y? What do you want to do? Understand that. And what do you want to do in the next 5 to 10 years with that money? What's the outcome you're looking for? Knowing this really helps a lot in the fear factor area, because now you pretty much are going to invest in the kind and own the kind of multifamily property that's really aligned with what you're looking to do. There's nothing more disappointing that I have is when I have an investor that he or she invests in a property that is not giving them the kind of benefits that they were expecting. And it's not because maybe the property's not doing very well. It's because they had a different idea of what they wanted the property to do for them. So a great way to really reduce the fear is to know what you want to get into and get involved in the first place and what you're looking for, right? And as I said, part number two, the second thing you can do, which was part of what I said in number one, but don't waste time. So in other words, again, get educated, read some books, listen to a few podcasts, check out my information, get as much of my information as you can through books, downloads. I mean, I've got free downloads on my website, for goodness sake. So there's no excuse to not get more educated and more involved with what I'm up to and what's going on and why so many people are figuring this out. But you don't want to spend the next 2 years reading books and listening to podcasts. Because what really releases the fear is then number three, taking action. Because the more of number two you do, the more reading, the more thinking, the more listening, the more you won't do it. The more you won't do it. And here's a clue, guys. And success leaves clues. My most successful investors are pretty much more than often than not. Not all, but most of them are self-made, but not all. But I can tell you all of my successful investors are not only financially in a position where they can do pretty much whatever the hell they want to do, okay? Not only are they there, but being involved in real estate and owning it in some way, shape, or form has helped them get there. In some cases, it's been the reason that they're there. Not all. Some of them, maybe partly, maybe even a small part. But if you line them up and you see what they're involved in and why they're involved in real estate, it's because of the benefits. And these successful investors, they don't need to own more real estate if they don't want to. It's not as if they need to do this, right? It's not as if they have to do it. It's because they know what they'll be getting as a result of not only doing it, but in most cases, continuing to do it. Well, yeah, Darren, I don't have $3 million sitting in the bank. Well, yeah, Darren, I don't have a lot of time. I'm in my early 80s. I'm in my late 70s. I don't, you know, Darren, I'm in my 60s now. You know, Darren, I've got only iron. You know, it's, I mean, all those are a bunch of BS excuses. Again, fear coming up. It's really fear, which turns into excuses. So, did you understand what my quick, easy to implement formula was? Number one, know what you want to do. Know what benefits you want out of real estate. Everybody's got their own, I call it thing. They got their own thing when it comes to real estate, especially apartment communities, right? Number two, once you know, now look for and get involved in actively educating yourself in finding it. Learn some things along the way, read a few books, watch some videos, listen to a few podcasts, listen to me, get my stuff, check my stuff out. You can get a lot of my stuff at no cost. Get it going. And start looking in earnest for that investment opportunity. You know, do you want to own and be a landlord yourself and run it yourself and see how that goes? Most people don't, but there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people do. I work with a lot of people that do that. I do consulting work with a lot of people that do that. Then there's the passive owner. Most people choose that for obvious reasons. Doesn't matter. What matters is you're educating yourself and you're looking for the investment. You're taking some action. But keep in mind, you don't waste time. Taking action is not taking 3 years reading and listening and watching videos. Okay? There's a difference. And then the third is then taking action. Invest. Go for it. Do it. And look, you don't need to empty every cent out of your accounts wherever they're at. Put your toe in the water. See how it really goes. And I know you'll be pleasantly, I don't want to say surprised. I don't think you will, because I think it's not really a surprise. But I do think you'll be happy you made the decision. And if there's one thing my top apartment community owners and investors tell me, almost to every single one of them, it's this: should have did this a long time ago, and I should have got more when I did it. Should have done this a long time ago. Okay, why in the hell did I wait so long to do this? And when they get involved, it's, why in the hell did I only do this much? I should have invested more, should have owned more, should have bought more. Okay, so fear. Is it getting in the way? Are you procrastinating because of fear? Are you putting this off? Because this opportunity, even though real estate's going to be around for many, 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 many years, timing is important, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree that timing is important? And the timing to really getting involved in being your, really your best mentor when it comes to investing in apartment communities is now. Okay, because you're calling the shots for you. You're making the decisions for you. Now's the time to make those decisions. Fear. Take those three easy steps. Decide what it is you want. What benefits are you looking for mainly? Number two, educate yourself and start looking. Start learning and looking without wasting time, without procrastinating. Number three, take action. Now, what I've described to you is not rocket science. You're not going to send me an email or a personalized letter saying that I've just disclosed to you the unknown secret of the cosmos. I know I haven't. I get it. But it's so interesting how such easy to implement things can create huge differences in people's lives, especially their investment lives, isn't it? All right, look, you have a great day, have a great week or weekend. Whenever you've listened to me, thanks a bunch. Have a great day. We will talk to you soon. Oh, by the way, comments. I want to hear them. Send them to me. Send me an email. Send me a comment. Would love to hear from you, see how you're doing, what you're up to, and learn about what you are doing. Would love to hear from you. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.